Chapter 10. Mrs. Montgomery. The next day, Dr. Sloper told his sister, Mrs. Almond, what had happened.
"I feel so sorry for Catherine. Is she all right?" asked Mrs. Almond.
"I haven't seen her cry, and we haven't discussed the matter again," said Dr. Sloper. "I feel sorry for her, but she'll soon get over her disappointment."
"Poor Catherine," said Mrs. Almond. "It must be difficult for her to have to choose between her father and the man she wants to marry."
"Our sister Lavinia is angry with me. She told me that I haven't been fair to Mr. Townsend," Dr. Sloper said. "So, just to be sure that I'm not wrong about him, I've decided to go and visit his sister, Mrs. Montgomery. If she proves to me that I've made a mistake, I'll beg forgiveness from Catherine and Mr. Townsend. Can you give me her address?"
"Mrs. Montgomery will certainly defend Morris," said Mrs. Almond, writing down Mrs. Montgomery's address and giving it to her brother.
"Not every sister likes her brother as much as you do," said Dr. Sloper with a smile.
"Perhaps not," said Mrs. Almond seriously. "But whether or not she likes him, she's a poor widow with 5 children, and the idea of a great deal of money coming into the family would give her a good reason to lie."
"I think I'll know if she's telling me the truth," said Dr. Sloper.
That afternoon, Dr. Sloper wrote to Mrs. Montgomery, who wrote back inviting him to visit a few days later. When Dr. Sloper arrived at Mrs. Montgomery's home, he began by saying,
"I told you in my letter that I've got a few questions to ask you. You may not like answering them, but I hope you can understand why I need to ask them. Your brother wishes to marry my daughter. I came to speak to you so you could give me a true idea of his character. Of course, you're not obliged to do so, and I'll understand if you want me to leave."
"Morris told me that you don't like him, and that you disapprove of the engagement," said Mrs. Montgomery.
Dr. Sloper gave the friendly little laugh that he often used with his patients to make them feel comfortable.
"What I'm asking you to do is to tell me if I'm wrong about your brother," he said.
"You're asking a great deal of me," Mrs. Montgomery said seriously, "especially as it affects your daughter's happiness."
"Yes, I realize that," said Dr. Sloper. "In case your brother didn't tell you, you should also know that my daughter is quite wealthy. Catherine receives $10,000 a year, which she inherited from her mother. She will be even richer when I die, but only if she marries a man I approve of. If she marries without my consent, I won't leave her any money at my death."
"Does Morris know that?" Mrs. Montgomery asked.
"Not yet, but I'd be happy to tell him," said Dr. Sloper.
As he spoke, he realized that he hadn't even told Catherine about this decision yet. Mrs. Montgomery sat in silence for some time. Finally, she asked, "Why do you dislike Morris so much?"
"I dislike him only as a husband for my daughter. He's a charming man, but I think that he's superficial and selfish," said Dr. Sloper. "For example, he asks you for money, doesn't he?"
"Yes, he does," said Mrs. Montgomery quietly, looking round the small living room. "And you can easily see that I'm poor. But I'm happy to say that my children have got everything they need."
"I'm sure they have," said Dr. Sloper. "Your brother even told me that he teaches them."
Mrs. Montgomery stared at Dr. Sloper, and then quickly said,
"Oh, yes, he teaches them Spanish."
"Spanish is a useful language," Dr. Sloper said, smiling at the obvious lie.
Then in a more serious tone he added,
"Your brother knows, of course, that you don't have much money, but he still asks you. It's just as I thought. He depends on you for financial support."
"Yes, I suppose he does. So you must realize that it would be good for me if he married a rich woman," Mrs. Montgomery said honestly. "To cause problems about his marriage would make my own difficulties worse."
"I understand," said the doctor. "But it's so important to me to prevent this marriage that I would be happy to give you money to help you support your brother."
Mrs. Montgomery stared at him.
"I'm very offended by your offer," she said coldly.
"That's ridiculous. I'd like to come and see you again and we'll talk more about it," Dr. Sloper said kindly. "Mrs. Montgomery, have you got any daughters?"
"I've got two little girls," said Mrs. Montgomery.
"Well, when they grow up, you'll want them to marry men with good characters," said the doctor.
"I hope you don't think that Morris has got a bad character, Dr. Sloper. After all, Morris is my brother," Mrs. Montgomery exclaimed, and began to cry.
"I'm sorry that I've made you cry," said Dr. Sloper. "Perhaps I should leave now. Goodbye, Mrs. Montgomery."
As Dr. Sloper walked out of the door, Mrs. Montgomery suddenly said, "Don't let your daughter marry him."
"Thank you for saying that," Dr. Sloper said.
He was certain now that his opinion of Morris was correct. He left the house and thought about Mrs. Montgomery's words all the way home.